You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc.
I'm going to name a couple other ones.
Go ahead.
We should talk about you, man, cannabis.
Oh, man.
Second round knockout is 100% on my Definitive 15.
I also included the ice cream freestyle from 60 Minutes of Funk Volume 3 on my list.
That's dope. That's dope. That's really dope. But second round knockout is
one of the greatest.
First of all, when that video drops, we would have had to do an emergency Clock Radio Speakers on the fly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there a behind the like a making of the video for that? An MTV thing? I vaguely recall that.
Maybe.
Like they really tried to push that through the machine. They tried to make that a thing.
Yeah.
Cause cannabis,
it was
single. Well, because Wyclef was trying to figure out, like, how can I sell cannabis?
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, they tried a couple different things, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember How Come off the Bullworth soundtrack?
Why are you doing this to me, Doc? You're supposed to be my friend, man.
The best part about that is, as the beat is building up, Wyclef's like, here come the drums. And then all of a sudden, here comes the...
Wait a minute.
You need to listen to it right now. Come on.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What?
Right, it's great.
Hold on. Oh, the Bullworth soundtrack is totally. Oh, of course it's okay. That song's not on there. Hold on. I got it. Ooh, how we roll. Oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
Here come the drums. You ever woke up one morning
and
ask yourself this question? Here come the drums. Check it out.
How come?
I was such a cannabis fan.
Me in the clubs. How come?
I tried to talk myself into the song. Oh man.
Okay.
So second round knockout.
God.
Second round knockout.
You
was so audacious.
Yes.
And if you weren't like really up on what was going on in hip hop, like because you know. If you didn't read about it in the source or see it on TV, and if you weren't like in the tri-state area, it was hard to find out stuff. So yeah. Like this whole idea of like, wait, what? LL Cool J, huh? 4-3-2-1, huh? What?
Yeah.
And it's an iconic song. It's one of the best diss records of all time. Mike Tyson on it is perfect.
Yep.
Wyclef didn't even mess the beat up.
But he did later come out with What's Clef Got to Do with It. He did mess up the beef. He couldn't help himself. I went back and listened to the Ripper Strikes Back too.
Which I think most people got because it was on the bonus disc for It's Dark and Hell is Hot. Yeah.
Yep. That was a great battle.
Yeah, Ripper Strikes Back was good. It was really good.
Yes, it was.
Second round knockout.
If you're going to come back from second round knockout, that's how you do it. Mm-hmm. Like he addressed everything. Like it's a super 1998 beat. It is what it is. But like LL's battle tested. So I'm not mad. I wasn't mad. I actually like the Ripper Strikes Back a lot. But second round knockout's more definitive.
Yeah. One of the themes of Beats in 98 is like people were like, oh, so we can make beats that kind of sound like there's like a string quartet in there, but I'm going to do it with keyboards. There was a whole lot of that going on.
Yes.
Second round knockout. The idea of using your first single in a video, like with the video with Mike Tyson, and you're someone as highly anticipated as cannabis, and you're using your diss record to LL Cool J. Man.
Yeah.
That would have been incredible with Twitter.
Social media would have really like... Over a bar.
Yeah.
L, is that a mic on your arm? Let me borrow that.
Right.
And then he made him change the lyrics and then he dissed him on his record, which is really petty in retrospect.
And which led to the whole concept of greatest of all time.
Yeah. People don't know that GOAT, LL Cool J is responsible for the term GOAT. He coined it.
That GOAT album. That's imagine that, right?
Yep. The intro.
Leave it to LL Cool J to basically shoot a softcore pornography for his first single. It was a good job.
Album called Greatest of All Time. The intro where he's rapping over 97 Mentality. Oh, 97 Mentality. Oh, man.
That's for 97.
I know. I'm just making a list of beats that I need to rap
over. So if we're going to talk about LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Should we talk about him and Dr. Dre? Zoom. zoom, 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 oh, zoom.
My God, that record is terrible.
No, I used to love that record.
Nah, I didn't like it because I knew that Snoop was on it.
Oh, I knew, right. Yes. I forgot about that.
Yep, Snoop was on the original version and Suge went clear him.
Hmm.
Yep. Which then ultimately led to him, you know, leaving and going to No Limit. Yep, he was on there. So that's why I was like, I can't do this because I want to hear Snoop and Dre. In 98, I want to hear Snoop and Dre.
Yeah.
Zoom, zoom.
There's a lot of versions of that beat floating around because, oh, right. It was on a, remember the King T album, That Kingdom Come? Did you ever get a copy of that? Yeah.
No.
What?
I'm not listening to no King T album.
From 98?
Nah.
With Dre beats?
I love hip hop that much.
All right. So Cannabis Second Round Knockout. I still got a handful of records.
Go ahead, keep going.
A Tribe Called Quest, Find a Way.
Yes.
Has to be.
Yes.
Listen, that album's really not great.
It's not.
But Find a Way is an all-time classic Tribe Called Quest song. And that means something.
Yep. Absolutely.
And it also sounded like Fall of 98, man, we should actually just talk about Fall of 98 in general because we've really avoided talking about Fall of 98 mostly.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Because Fall of 98 is Jay.
Yep.
Outkast.
Yep.
Tribe.
Yep.
Brand Nubian. Black Star. Yep. That's all on the same date, September. But before that, we got Lauryn Hill.
Yep.
There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Find a Way.
Don't forget Busy Bone Heaven's movie.
We're not doing this.
All right, my bad. Go ahead.
Did one of those Mo Thugs albums come out in a... hold on.
Nah.
Was that 98? We're going to find out.
I don't know. I thought that was 97.
Chapter 2, Family Reunion was 98.
Oh, where they all had the white on and they had the white guy. What was his name like? What was his name like White Thug or something like that?
Oh, please tell me. Is there really a... Powder.
Powder.
They really named him Powder.
Of course.
What was the single from that?
Was that Ghetto Cowboy?
It was. Oh, my God. I have not heard Ghetto Cowboy in a long time.
Oh, well, here we are.
I was going to say, I think you know what to do.
Let's do it.
This is already off to a great start. Oh, my God. Wow. You can cut that off now.
Nope,
you can cut it.
I gotta hear like two bars.
Okay, stop it.
Oh my God.
So we were wrong. We said Bubba Sparks was ahead of his time, but maybe Mo Thugs were ahead of their time.
No, they weren't ahead of their time. They just didn't. You gotta do it right in order to be ahead of your time.
Man.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's one of the worst hip hop songs of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. Tribe Called Quest Find a Way is an amazing song.
Yeah.
Is that the last great Tribe Called Quest song?
Well, let some people tell that they had a bunch of great songs on the album that came out last year.
I don't remember an album. You put an album? Yo,
you said that so quick.
What album?
What do you mean? You literally
Didn't they try to put us, they had a single out in 2003. What was it called? I have the VLS for it. Of course I do.
Oh my God, VLS.
Yeah. What was the single? Am I crazy? I could have sworn there was a single.
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know.
Hold on. We're going to get there.
Okay.
Why can't I find this?
I don't know, but you better hurry up before I play Ghetto Cowboy again.
You're not playing Ghetto Cowboy. Internet, don't fail me. I see you.
I don't remember that at all. Nope. I don't remember that now one bit.
Bet you if you played it, you remember.
All right, hold on. Let me see.
What was it? Letters I and then C and then U.
Oh, had Erykah Badu on it? Okay.
Yeah.
New in hip-hop technology.
The Tribe.
Vaguely.
See you doing it, girl. See you doing it, girl. See you doing it.
I'm good.
Right. So, pretty sure that's the last great Tribe record. And it's a great record.
That's a great record?
No, Find a Way.
Oh.
Yeah. Calm down now.
Okay. It's like, whoa.
You're like, whoa. All right. Yeah. You got another one you want to do? because we got to talk about Jay-Z.
We do have this. Let's go ahead and talk Jay-Z.
I have two Jay-Z records on here.
Okay.
One is technically a Jermaine Dupri record. Money yeah. and a Thing is definitely on my Definitive 15.
Okay.
I love that record.
Okay.
It is an to me, it was like, here's how you can still do shiny suit records in 1998.
Yeah. Yeah, it I mean, is, we gave Jermaine Dupri a lot of crap on our Social Def Retro. Well, you gave Jermaine Dupri a lot of crap.
Rightfully so.
Okay.
But Money in a Thing is a classic.
Yeah.
It is one of my, I think it's one of the most underrated Jay records. Jay is in total cruise control, heat check mode, and he still kills it.
But that's 98 Jay.
Listen, in my honorable mentions, there's a lot of 98 Jay.
98 Jay was like, there's a lot of heat checking in 98 for Jay.
Listen. Four Alarm Blaze.
That was definitely on my honorable mention.
Even though I think of it as a 99 record because the album came out so late in the year. Technically, Blackout is 98.
Yeah, Blackout
feels like, feels like 99, but yeah.
Yeah.
You talked about Pregame. Like, Jay was just, never mind. And then so, like, I had, I don't know, like I said, I had Money in a Thing on here because, you know, that Jermaine Dupri album's not bad. It's not. But this was like, I don't know. You could see how, like, if Jay was trying to ride these multiple waves, right? He was trying to not do Sunshine, right? So he does the Streets is Watching single with the soundtrack. And but then they do It's All Right, which is a really dope record.
Yep.
Right? And you can imagine how, like, there might have been some, like, well, should we agree to do the video for Money in a Thing? Because it's kind of... You know, but it was a different kind of flow. It wasn't shiny suit, right? It wasn't, you know, bubble lens all up in your face. You know, it was like a new type of flossing.
A new type of flossing.
Right? Because it wasn't, the video is not like, it's not like a Hype Williams over the top video. You know what I mean?
Right.
But no, I don't know. It's one of my favorite singles from that year. It's probably, it's certainly one of the best. It's certainly one of the best times Jermaine Dupri's ever rapped. Yeah, Money in a Thing on my list.
Yeah.
And then, because I felt like Jay needed to have multiple records, and I struggle with that a little bit, because Hard Knock Life has to be on there.
It has to be.
It has to be. It's the record that crossed Jay over.
Yeah.
Right? Jay had so many singles hitting in like a 3-month time span, right? Because Money in a Thing is a summer, right? It's All Right is like spring into summer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you've got Can I Get A?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Hard Knock Life.
Yep.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hard Knock Life, I mean, Jay slows down his flow. You know, incredibly iconic beat. Perfect sample. It's a perfect Jay record, too, because he's already building up. Like, here he is, 1998, and he's already building up the mystique around Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah.
It's a quintessential Jay-Z record. Yeah. I had to leave. So, did you have anything from Jay on yours?
I put, two additional records from this album. I put, we'll just call, for the sake of the show, cause we've already cussed way too much.
Call it Originated, Jigga What.
Yeah, there we go. Jigga What, Jigga Who, I put that on there.
That was so close. I it was hard to not have that on there.
And I say that because we talked about like the Southern representation, and I feel like that is, if we're going to talk Timbaland in 98, like in terms of hip hop. I think Timbaland was more on the R&B side. Like, he started R&B. So you got Ginuwine, Missy, Aaliyah. Like, he didn't really go over to the hip hop side. When was the Timbaland and Magoo album? Was that 99?
That was 97.
That was 97. Okay. But,
and then
know,
Tim's bio is 98.
There we go.
Which has a bunch of dope records on there.
Lobster and Shrimp.
To My. Fat Rabbit.
Yeah. To My's crazy.
Who Am I? Yeah, there's a lot of there's a handful of records. Not a lot. There's a handful of records on here.
But to me, this is Jay getting in a completely different zone and still heat checking. Because he kills this. And I mean, even Jazz comes on there and kills this too.
Yeah, it's why I was really close to putting it on there, and I probably should have. It's probably, I think it's a better record than Money in a Thing. But I don't know why I didn't put it on there. It's a great record. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't believe I missed. I didn't put some of these Tim's bio records on my honorable mentions. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
Well, Tim's bio is kind of hard to come by. I also put. I mean, you could put Can I Get A on a definitive. I didn't put it on there. I just thought about that. To me, I put Money Cash Hoes on my list too. Because that's, again, peak DMX.
It's peak Def Jam.
It's peak Def Jam.
Yeah, Fall of 98 is really peak Def Jam. Yeah, you're right. You can't come by. It's hard to come by Tim's bio because nothing that's on Blackground is streaming anywhere.
Yeah.
So none of those Aaliyah records. You can't, you know, it's a shame. Anyway. Yeah, Money Cash Hoes. I mean, I get it.
Come on.
I know. I get it. It's iconic.
You know what? Because now I want to hear Tumah. Hold on.
Oh.
It don't stop. What? Say what?
Uh-huh.
It don't stop.
I forgot about Who Am I.
Say what? Uh-huh. It don't stop.
This didn't age that well.
This song sounds great.
Splash y'all dudes with gats I use. Ice dangle off my chest because my cat's fool. Nice knuckle game. Chip tooth. Weighing fucking chains.
Oh, that's dope. That is very dope.
Hold on. I need to hear this. I need to hear this Twista record.
Oh, Who Am I is ridiculous.
Yes, yes, yes.
You said it's what?
Ridiculous.
It's me again, baby. Timberlane.
Oh, this has Fat Rabbit on it, too?
Oh, I know.
The beat. Say what?
Yo, soon as the melody came in, like, my shoulders started moving.
Yeah, there's a lot of bouncing going on this side.
Lots of bouncing.
Check it out.
Nigga with the blunt, steady tripper, sipping on the concoction. Gun cocked in, drum knocking.
Let me tell you something.
Man.
98 Twista.
Unstoppable.
That's one of those guys that you unlock in a fighting game or like an NBA Live, and like he, you can't use him. Like if you're playing, like if you're playing with, like if you're playing with like a group of your friends, you can't pick 98 Twista, because like he has one move and you'll cheese it and you'll beat everybody. That's Twista in 98.
Right.
Yeah, it is dope. Wow. Fat Rabbit. Wow.
Fat Rabbit.
Yeah.
I mean, the lead single was Here We Come, which, you know,
terrible.
I stand for it because,
terrible.
You know, but Lobster and Scrimp is dope. Although that wasn't released as a single till 99, but right. But still.
Yeah. Lobster and Scrimp is not fair.
Mm.
It's not fair. All right. Okay. 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 I'm just.
You're going to go deep down the.
I am. This is not fair.
Yo.
Like. Like, 98 J is not fair.
98 Timbo is not fair.
98 Tim is not fair.
From the gutter to the rich, from holes in my clothes to the most butter shit. How's life, little bitch?
I'm not gonna play the whole record. I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But like, do yourself a favor, go on YouTube and look up Timbaland Lobster and Scrimp. Like, Jay is just effortlessly like, oh, is this what we're doing? Okay. And he just effortless murder. Like, it's like a hitman and he's already like 60 bodies in, and it's like he just doesn't have any emotion when he kills people. I know it's really morbid, but Jay was just effortlessly murdering everything in 98. It wasn't fair. So much so that they gave him an extra bar on Blackout before he started rapping. Just for him to say, I'm a monster, and then start rapping.
It's true. It's very true.
And this, this is after DMX finished the song. But this is like after the locks, and DMX is yet to come. And
yeah.
Jay's like, nah, I need an extra bar.
It's a real shame that none of these Blackground albums are in print anymore. You can't get them. I'm glad I have them all, but.
Absolutely. You have a whole, today's Aaliyah's birthday. You have a whole, you're missing out on opportunities to, I mean, I just like, at what point does preserving a legacy just become like selfish intentions?
No, there's a whole, we talked about this in the show. There's this good article that details the like ridiculousness behind why the stuff's not on streaming anymore, or it's never available for streaming.
So, but I think it's because her uncle's just being ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, okay.
Like at what point is it just like, it's not about you preserving her legacy. It's about you being selfish.
Right. Like, cause we're talking about 98 hip hop, but like, if you're talking about 98, like we'll take a side detour for a second. Listen, to this day, Aaliyah and Timbo, Dr. Doolittle. I mean, that song is incredible.
Are You That Somebody is like, it's timeless.
That beat still sounds like it's from the future.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree.
Anyway. I have three records left in my 15. we should talk about Big Pun.
Let's talk Pun.
I could have picked a couple records from, because it's his debut album, his best album by far, Capital Punishment.
Clearly.
Right. I could have picked Dream Shatterer. Could have picked Super Lyrical.
The original version or the remix?
I'll take both.
Okay.
I could have picked Beware. I know.
Beware is hard.
But no, I went
I'm not,
with.
I'm not a player? No, I'm not a player. I'm sorry.
Still not a player?
No. Because we talked about that earlier. You ain't a killer?
I went with Twins 98.
Yeah, that was on my list.
Because, first of all, the idea of two New York guys rapping over a very famous Dre beat, that was kind of a thing. That was like, oh, okay, right? That's one. Two, it's just, I mean, obviously, it's a timeless, it's an incredible classic beat. I think enough time had passed where you could, like, it wasn't so fresh, but it also didn't sound too dated. It was like a good time to sort of like do that. But Pun just has, you know, he's got the iconic, you know, dead in the middle of Little Italy whole sequence that people still talk, like, I mean, people still don't talk about, but like, people would be like, oh, you know, people thought that like Pun was one of the best, like, ever.
Yeah.
In 98.
People still think he's one of the best ever.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't think he has enough to be ever.
Yeah.
We're really basing it off of an album, a pretty good album, and like some verses here and there. It's not enough.
Yeah. But Twins 98.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. It's everything I love about Pun. Fat Joe holds his own, more or less.
Shout out to Cuban.
Shout out to Cuban Links for, as you told me yesterday, which made me realize, oh, right. Cuban Links definitely wrote it. And once you realize that, then you'll hear Cuban Links' voice and you're like, oh, right.
Yep.
Just think, I could have had Bet Your Man Can't. That could have been what I picked.
Yo, that Don Cartagena album was my joint in 98. I didn't listen to it. I don't know if it aged well.
I did. I listened to it.
Didn't age well. So did it?
It's got some records.
Yeah.
We should. I mean, it's one of my near misses. We should talk about John Blaze.
Listen, it was on my list with all the posse cuts.
Oh right, Nas gets that right.
I don't know. Pun was close. Raekwon's the other guy that was on that record. Okay, I didn't name him yesterday.
And Joe is dope on it too.
Joe's dope on this too. I think this is what gets Nas. The way it comes in, that's what gets Nas.
The strings tuning up, yeah.
Yep.
My stripes show like regiments, yeah. Military intelligence.
The way that comes in is crazy. And Nas does, that takes nothing away from Nas's verse. He bodies that, but.
Come on. They'll tell you how I used to pack a number 2 pencil.
That's hard.
Was that a rhyme of the month? A verse of the month in the source?
Probably.
Gotta be.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a near miss for me.
Yeah. I have it on my list.
Okay.
I have it on my list for sure. But your man can't. Shut up.
But your man can't do it like. Can't work the. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, we're stopped.
You know, the Don Cartagena, like the single with Puff was cool.
It was cool.
The Primo record I liked because I liked every Primo record in 98.
Yep.
What else was there? You know, I realized that I didn't know it then because, of course, this song hadn't come out yet. If you listen to That Gangsta Ish Now,
uh-huh.
You realize, oh, Primo just reworked Devil's Pie.
Yep.
I realized that when I heard it this weekend. I was like, oh, it kind of ruined the song for me. All right. I have 2 left in my Definitive 15.
Yeah. Okay.
How about you? How many you got?
I've got my No Limited Cash Money Rant.
We should talk about Outkast first then.
Okay.
I had to have Rosa Parks on here.
I couldn't pick one. I couldn't pick one off this album. This is one of my favorite albums ever.
So
I couldn't pick one.
I was tempted by Return of the G.
Yeah.
I was tempted by Skewed on the Barbie because I love that record. Yes. Skewed on the Barbie. Actually, I should talk about that for a second. Like as a major Wu-Tang stan in 98, to have Raekwon on a beat like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a thing.
Yep.
And the other record off there would be the Artist Storytelling Remix, but that single was in the spring of 99 is when they put it out with Slick Rick. So I sort of count that as 99.
You bugging. You're missing 2 records.
What am I missing?
You're definitely missing Spodeody.
Yeah, I know.
Spodeody has transcended.
It has.
And then you got to go for Barack Obama's favorite Outkast song, which is Liberation.
I think.
Oh, whoa.
It's not my favorite Outkast record.
Whoa. I'm cool with it not being your favorite Outkast record, but eh?
Well, it's cool.
Oh, boy.
You can address all feedback to @doc_.
Please do. And tag me in it so I can see it. Liberation is flawless.
I might need to hear it again.
Before I stopped rapping, I had a verse where I rapped over the entire song. That's peak. That song is 8 minutes and 46 seconds. I had a verse somewhere where I rapped over that entire beat. But I'm rapping over that before it's all said and done.
Rosa Parks had to be on the Defender 15.
It's definitive.
Because it took them to a new level.
It did.
It totally, like, I think Bombs Over Baghdad totally, I think actually all their lead singles took them to a new level all the way up through Hey Ya.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Rosa Parks.
That's a good point. All their first singles were smashes.
Yeah, and they all like, okay, you could just see them climbing the ladder.
So you start with Players Ball.
Yep.
Then you go Elevators.
Yep.
Then you
Jazzy
go
Jazzy Bell.
Well, Jazzy Bell's not the first. No, I'm just talking about first singles from each album. No,
I'm even saying you can climb the ladder like in the album. Like they each one of their singles just keeps building and building.
Oh, sure,
and building.
Sure. Especially in the early days. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got Jazzy Bell, Southern Playlist of Cali Music. You got
right.
What was the other? Benzor Beamer.
But first singles, Elevators, and then
Rosa Parks.
Right, and then Bombs Over Baghdad. And then the dual shot of The Way You Move in Hey Ya.
That is a run. That's an understatement to say that's a run.
Right.
That's crazy.
That is right. And each one they just got more and more and more popular. Yep. And Rosa Parks is, I think, kind of an underrated Outkast record.
You think so?
I don't think people like. I think people. I think that's an incredible hook. I think the harmonica breakdown is perfect. I think they have so many hits, and I think almost like how big their later singles got. Almost that's what makes me say it's because like their biggest singles are probably what. So Hey Ya, The Way You Move.
Yep.
Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
Right, but Rosa Parks to me is. Had to be on the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do that.
All right. Are you ready to talk about No Limit and Cash Money? Because this is how we're going to finish our Defender 15 because then we got some honorable mentions and everything else.
Sure. If DMX was the MVP of 1998, Master P, they both won the dunk contest that year. Yeah.
No.
Every week.
He released bad music.
Are you gonna let me rant?
Go ahead.
We just get out the way. You are not and have never been a No Limit fan.
Just somebody point me to the good music.
Oh well, we can start. We can start here on February 17th when Silk the Shocker's "Charges to the Game" is released. Classic album.
No.
It ain't my fault. It's not definitive.
It's a terrible song.
Bugging. And I could even go with "If I Don't Gotta." Like that's an. Oh my god. Anybody who knows about No Limit knows that "If I Don't Gotta" is amazing.
I'm just trying to get you to make as many stomping and clapping noises as absolutely possible.
Then March 17th, you got C Murder's "Life or Death" that came out that had records like "Duck and Run," "Kick Dough," "Second Chance." "Feel My Pain." I feel like every No Limit album had a song called "Feel My Pain." That album is classic. I'm going down because I'm still freestyling. Then you had Soulja Slim came out in May. "Give Them to Him Raw," "From What I Was Told." Classic.
Wait, when does the "I Got the Hookup" soundtrack come out?
I'm getting there. That is
spring.
That's April 7th. Yeah. "I Live the Life of a Thug, but girl, you know I need you." What? That even had Jay-Z "What the Game Made Me" on it.
Not a good Jay-Z song.
You bugging. "Marcy to Hollywood's" a better Jay-Z soundtrack record, though. "Marcy to Hollywood" is on the Players Club soundtrack.
Also not a great
you bugging song. Bugging. Yeah. "I Got the Hookup." Then there is The Fiend out, man. Fiend was dope, but I ain't like There's One in Every Family. I'm good off of that one. Okay, here we go. MP The Last Don, June 2nd.
There was no way you could have paid me money to buy that album.
Thug Girl. Listen.
I was in peak gangstar listening mode. The backpack was on. It was tightened. And I was not going to buy an album that had a hologram on the cover.
Mystical on War Wounds is one of the greatest Southern hip hop verses ever. Even, and Mia X killed that record too. Oh no, I'm thinking, no. Not War Wounds, I'm sorry. Hot Boys and Girls. Mia X, Mystical, not even, just crazy. Yes.
There's a Make 'em Say Two?
Yep, and it's terrible. Cain and Abel album, no, I'm good. People who know Mac know that Mac is the same way people the same way people look at Stack Bundles is the way they look at Mac. I know you're
that's the most Clock Radio Speakers thing I've ever heard in my life. All right, hold on. Wait a minute. No Limit released 23 albums in 1998.
Yes. Oh my every week. God. Every week. Shell Shocked is classic. Everybody wants that Tank Dogs album. Tank Dogs is hilarious. C Murder Fiend. I think it was Snoop and Mystical.
Listen.
And Mac.
I bought that Snoop album.
Now, Snoop album was terrible. That's a terrible. No. Mac was like the Nas of No Limit. And I'm not even gassed. Like Nas or Mac could like rap for real. While I'm going through these, did you know that did you know The Shootout came out in 98?
I did. It's on my honorable mentions.
Okay, we'll get there. All right.
Did I know The Shootout? Who are you talking to?
I just wanted to make sure. I'm just okay. Going through. Mia X record with Foxy Brown was dope. Like, I'm just like, and then even Juvenile Ha came out. 400 Degrees is not a Southern classic. It is a hip hop classic. I love the way that Cash Money old Cash Money videos were shot. Like,
yeah, you tweeted about this.
Just
what do you mean?
So just like just the quick focus and out of focus. You know, the only thing that's moving in the shot is the person rapping. You're surrounded by people who it's not rap cameos, not people looking cool. It's literally people in the environment that you're recording in that are living there. Then it's like a, you know, random like cops standing there in slow motion. I just love the way that shot. I totally want to Rich Niggas, the other Hot Boy remix or the other remix of Hot with the Hot Boys on it. Run For It, 400 Degrees. Like, man, Welcome to the Note. Like the South. Manny Fresh and Beats by the Pound, particularly KLC, like completely crafted their own. This is just the benefit of coming out of 1998, where they weren't worried about this is what the Dungeon Family's doing. So we have to do that. You know, I think the good thing about Master P is that Master P brought that Bay Area entrepreneurship to New Orleans, where like it was literally like I'm going to take over this corner. This sect of the neighborhood is mine. I'm going to make my own style. I'm going to press on my own tapes, my own CDs. We're going to make our culture be cool and we're going to make you come over to what we're doing versus what's going on nowadays and what ultimately goes on in hip hop a lot. You can blame a lot of people for that. But like, okay, what's going on? What's hot right now? Oh, this is hot, so let's emulate it. Let's imitate it. It's not authentic. It's not who we really are, but it's what's quote unquote selling records. And the great thing about No Limit and Cash Money is that they completely did their own thing. They made their own sound. Yes, there's a lot of trash in that, but in the midst of that trash was a collection of just classic albums. Just classic music, just definitive music that defined my childhood. I 100% had a No Limit t-shirt and I bought my sister the Master P doll for Christmas that year, without question.
There was an artist on No Limit called Little Italy?
Yeah, that's later on though.
That's just 99.
That's 99. Their run was really quick.
Okay.
Yeah, their run is quick.
I don't even know. This album only sold 14,000 copies. Okay. I was going to say, I read a lot of the Source Mag, but I don't remember Little Italy.
Oh, yeah. No. That's up there with like Little Soldiers and like Yeah. The Mercedes album that finally came out. Yeah, it was.
What
yeah.
was the single on the Mystical album? Ghetto Fabulous?
Oh,
that's the.
Yeah. That's the. Yeah. Hold on. Is there another single?
That album sold 386,000 copies in its first week.
Mystical. I'm trying to. Man. Mystical was right there. Make 'em Say Was 100% like definitive. You can't argue Make 'em Say wasn't definitive.
I mean, that's 97, right?
Nah, that's 98.
That's 98?
Yeah. Cause that was on the Last Don album. Or no. That was on hold on. That was on Ghetto D.
Yeah. I think
Let's see when that came out as a single.
It came out, it was definitely like
January.
Yeah, it was a January. Yeah. It was an early 98 single.
Okay, there we go. All right, so I snuck in.
I want to deny it, but, you know, it was a...
You can't.
It was very popular.
You can't do it.
It's a ridiculous video.
It's a classic video. Listen, when we put... If you don't think we're going to borrow, does your niece have any, like, of those, like, Fisher-Price basketball goals with the breakaway rims?
My nephew has a version of that in his basement downstairs, and I dunk on him every single time I go over. It's great.
Okay, good. So we can go ahead and we can take that. We can shoot a half court video. We just shoot a half court, so we don't have to buy a second one. You know, cut costs.
Yep.
And yeah. Totally.
Actually, you know what this kid now has in his basement? He got this for Christmas. You know, like when you go to the carnival or something like that, and they've got like the little, like, you know, two people shooting basketball side by side, and it's got like a little thing that makes it come back down to you.
Yes.
Like, how many can he's got that in his basement?
Wow.
I would never leave.
Yeah.
Kids also got ping pong down there. I'm like, man.
Yeah, that's kind of, I'm hating a little bit.
Hating a little bit on my 10-year-old nephew?
Yeah, I'm hating a little bit.
All right.
Could have. You just buy him those games on his iPad and it'll be fine.
Such a dad thing to say. Just get it on your iPad. It's good enough.
Yeah, it'll be fine. $4. Okay. Yeah. That's I think that wraps it up for me.
Okay. I had Juvie's Ha as one of my Defender 15 as well. I had to.
Got to.
All right. We got to talk. We got a whole bunch of records I need to talk about that we haven't talked about yet.
Sure. Let's do it.
We have not talked about Black Rob, I Dare You.
That is 98.
The Slam soundtrack.
Oh, the Slam soundtrack? That's true.
I went deep, my friend.
We have to see if Joe Hooker will be a guest on
Black Radio. I don't think there's anything. Oh, Feel My Gap Blow is on this too.
Feel My Gap Blow.
From Mobb Deep. There's a Takitha and Capadonic record. But yeah, I Dare You.
Oh, man.
I Dare You is an incredible record.
It is. Okay. Come on. Oh, man.
I'm singing along right now.
Yeah. Since we're here.
They talking that bullshit. Bang.
We talked about this album getting 4.5 mics in the source, right?
I've never seen my face before. Don't know me. Oh,
I need a boxer to come out to the song.
You have never seen my face.
But I need Joe Hooker to sing it live.
Listen, Joe Hooker singing at my wedding. I totally want. I know what song I want sang at my wedding, and only Joe Hooker can sing it. Okay, all right, Black Rob, I Dare You. Yes.
Capadonna, Slang Editorial.
Explicit material.
Briefcase Flow.
Yep. Live and
Listen.
Street. Yep.
That's an incredible song.
Incredible strong. It's a dope record.
No, Slang Editorial is a classic record. He had Slang Editorial and he had Run. Both very dope. Sadly, the rest of that album,
Milk the Cow.
The best way we know how do I know that? Why do I know that?
Because you are a Wu stan. It is what it is.
That album was a little bit of a that was a little bit of a warning as a Wu-Tang fan, right? Yeah. You're like, maybe
it's time to get off this train.
Maybe something's not right.
Listen, if you want a good laugh, go listen to our Wu-Tang retrospective and listen to us review Capadonna's The Yin and the Yang album.
It takes us about 2 hours just to get through 98. We didn't talk about any of these other records off the Cannabis album.
Okay.
Patriots.
No.
Yes, that's a dope record. That's it. That's all I got.
What?
What do you want me to talk about? How I Roll?
How We Roll and Get Retarded?
Get Retarded, maybe. Yeah.
How We Roll. I'll take How We Roll over Get Retarded.
Okay.
How We Roll is crazy. Nothing else on that album.
Okay. We didn't talk about Onyx. Shut 'em Down.
Shut 'em Down was dope.
The Worst.
The Worst was 98? I thought that was 97.
I think The Worst was 98. It was off that album.
Because it was on the Ride soundtrack, I think.
Oh, maybe. I was just going by what was on the album, but you're probably right. We didn't talk about Goody Mob.
With good reason.
Listen, They Don't Dance No More.
Trash.
Stop. Black Ice.
Nah.
Don't.
That's their best song, and it's just because of the hook.
It's just because of the hook?
Yeah, I don't like Goody Mob.
And Beautiful Skin is incredible.
Man, incredible?
Incredible.
Man.
The Nori album has some records, man.
Nori album definitely has some records.
I underrated that in 1998.
Yeah.
It sounds way better now.
Yes, it does.
It also, a bunch of these records, to hear this now, you all of a sudden you're like, oh, right. Nas I Am sounds exactly like this too. Like Body in the Trunk, which is Dame Grease, is basically the prototype for,
yo.
Like that beat is the prototype for the Dame Grease Nas records that they made, that made I Am, but also that got cut and would have been on Death of Escobar, right? They're all very similar kind of records. It's really interesting. But no, Nori has records. NRE, it's a dope first single. The Assignment, I don't know. I was pleasantly surprised revisiting that album. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay,
I was answering I got an email about publishing, my bad. Or a text message about publishing.
Listen to you. I got a text message about publishing.
Shut up. Yeah, Body and Chunk is crazy. Was The Assignment dope?
Yeah.
I think The Assignment was dope.
Yeah, The Assignment was dope.
Fiesta.
No, not a, you could just tell, all you have to do is look at the title. You know that's not dope.
I did like Not The Way We Live. I Love My Life. I Love My Life was dope. Yeah. Nah. You know, I remember when NRE got 4 mics, I was happy for him. What else you got?
All right. I got to talk about my man, Bobby Digital.
Just get the two songs out the way and let's move on.
Well, Curse of the Black Widow is dope.
Curse of the Black
Widow. What?
Yo,
I go right to the teak.
Song title is terrible. Slow Grind African? What are we
okay,
doing?
Okay, so maybe Bobby Digital doesn't make this album 20 years later. B-O-B-B-Y is so dumb it's dope. And not even on the album. Listen, this is off the Bullworth soundtrack. The Chase is so dope.
Chase is dope.
The Chase is great.
Go ahead.
Can we talk about Scarface for a second?
Oh, I thought you're not going to say nothing about Holocaust?
It's classic. I don't know how well it's aged. I'm not gonna lie.
All right. Okay.
Scarface.
Okay, let's talk Scarface.
Scarface, Devin, and Taylor. Sex Faces.
Woo! That shout record out just to, came on a few weeks ago.
Shout out to Mike Dean. That. Oh man.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
We talked to Cam, but we didn't really talk about 357.
Yeah, I was more partial to Pull It than 357. Okay. 357 was dope, but Pull It was my joint.
Is this where we talk about Killer Army, the Shootout?
Yes. Yes.
Man, this really had me thinking, you know what? We're going to be okay. As Wu-Tang fans, we could do this because the video is perfect.
The video is amazing.
Yeah. The song is the beat is perfect. Have you ever rapped over that?
Nah. I don't know if that would work for
me, though. The way you said that was basically, if you made me, I might.
Yeah, I don't know if I
would. Do I have to?
Oh, man. Hold on. Feel It just came up. Hold on, I'm a Woo. Oh my God, Woo Renegades. All right, here we go.
Oh, Woo Renegades, yeah.
Woo! The beat is, it's dope.
Oh, it's perfect.
Nah.
It's perfect for 98.
Yeah, for 98. Hold on, let me hear Woo Renegades. Hold on, let me hear.
For this. Security reasons, I'm broadcasting from Woo! A disclosed location because the subject of tonight's American expose.
I forgot him. Yes.
This is quite a build-up.
Right. Watch these drums be trash.
Woo!
Yeah. 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 Kill Army has some joints, like four of them.
Scattered over 2+ albums. No, wait. What was the record? Is it Feel It?
Feel It. Feel It is crazy. Hold on, hold on. I got the beat was already...
queued up.
Yeah, it was already queued up.
I always hear Kay Slay on my in my head.
Yeah. Yeah, that beat is dope. That beat is dope. What else we got?
All City, the actual.
Mmm.
One of my favorite Primo beats ever.
Mmm.
MOP Downtown Swing at 98. Not a fan?
No. Listen, early MOP from like 96 to about 2000, like underrated.
That Warriors album is really underrated.
Warriors album is nuts. Warriors album is Follow Instructions.
Cold as Ice.
Cold as Ice. Face Off. Like just joints. Just joints. Stick to your guns. Yeah, that's not Warriors, but yeah.
Exhibit, What You See Is What You Get.
I was wondering if this was gonna make your list.
I felt like BET definitely got paid to play that over and over again, right? Like, you know what I remember distinctly? So BET used to do like a end of the year wrap up, mm-hmm. like the top 100 videos of the year.
Notarized, yep.
Right, and I used to watch that and like take that seriously because of course I did. That was their number one video for 1998. I almost threw the remote.
Was it really?
That's payola, right? Listen, no disrespect to Exhibit for What You See Is What You Get, which was that his like first real big song?
Yeah. I mean, because he had the foundation and he had Paparazzi. This right. I believe this was the first single off of 40 Days.
Correct. But come on. You think that's the number one video? Anyway. Razzcast, Ghetto Fabulous?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Everybody was glad that somebody took that Dre beat from the video.
Yeah, but Razzcast?
Is this where I have to defend Home Sweet Home? I'm the only person left who remembers that song.
Yeah, it's like four of y'all.
Four?
It's like four of y'all.
We're also listening to Last Emperor Secret Wars. It's all on the same mixtape.
Listen, Last Emperor. The whole internet like loved Last Emperor for that one life verse where he rapped about like being sick and it was all sad and stuff.
Yeah. We didn't really talk about Brand Nubian.
Do we?
Don't Let It Go to Your Head was okay.
Oh, yeah.
But the Primo record is hard. The Return? Woo!
I don't remember The Return. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm going to play it anyway.
Yeah.
This is a super doc beat. Yeah.
Man, Primo was unstoppable.
Yeah.
Helter Skelter, I ain't having that.
Woo! Yo, man.
It's a really underrated song.
Yeah, grabbing that Hot Sex on the Platter beat.
Yeah.
Super underrated. If we're talking about Tribe Called Quest. Super underrated.
And then we barely mentioned Redman, but I don't know, was there anything else there was I'll Be That and The Goodness, right?
Yeah, and I'll take I'll Be That before.
Yeah.
I'll Be That just because the video was classic.
I mean, that's Def Jam, right? Just
mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, that's all my honorable mentions.
I think I've randomly went through all of my honorable mentions.
Just talking about it?
Yeah, just talking. Okay. Nothing off of DMX's second album?
I'm not familiar with it. Could you remind me what that album is?
Bring Your Whole Crew.
No, because like to me, I associate Blackout with 99.
Blackout, okay.
Like, because that album came out so late in the year, and I just remember listening to it and being just so sad at how bad it is. Just so sad. It's so bad. It's such a cash grab.
It is.
And Slippin' is the most overrated single.
Whoa.
Slippin' is a terrible single.
Whoa.
Nobody likes that song.
Look at all this Swiss, though. Oh, my God.
This is all Swiss.
Yeah, Swiss did 10 out of 16 records. And that includes a skit. So 10 out of 15. Now, Ready to Meet Him is dope. That's all. That's Ready to Meet Him, Blackout. That's about all I... No Love for Me is probably the worst DMX song ever. Ain't no other casket.
I know. I just hear the opening. Put your hands in.
Yeah. I could tell. Swiss was in the studio like, yo.
I got one.
I got one. We gonna start off real slow, right? And then we gonna boom. We gonna go straight to 10. And DMX is sitting there like growling in anticipation and excitement. It just didn't bode well.
You know, we didn't really talk about the locks, right? So we didn't talk If You Think I'm Jiggy at all.
You hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Part about If You Think I'm Jiggy is when they performed it on All That.
Do you remember the Neptunes remix of that?
I do.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
But
I mean, the Lox album does have All for the Love, and that is like a definitive Jadakiss record. That's top three probably for him.
We did not really give enough. We talked about it briefly, but Money, Power, Respect.
Yeah.
That I thought long and hard about putting that on my definitive. Like that is a phenomenal record.
Yeah.
It's peak DMX, like pre blowing up, right? Like that's like he's just coming in like in the cleanup spot and he's just going in, right?
Yeah.
It was so much better than If You Think I'm Jiggy.
Yeah.
The beat is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else to say.
Yeah. Money, Power, Respect is crazy.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about? Because we've been recording for a very long time.
Nah.
Do we miss anything? Here, I have a question for you if you don't think that we missed anything.
Sure.
First of all, we didn't talk about Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, we didn't. I wanted to try to find something because 98 was such a definitive year for her, but all of her records, I mean, like, you could say doo-wop is definitive. Absolutely.
I actually feel kind of weird that I didn't put doo-wop that thing
I never liked that song.
That was a classic record.
It's a classic record, but I don't like it. Never did.
I don't really like her album.
I also, go listen to our Fuji's retrospective. I forgot to, in my Cash Money, No Limit Ran, I forgot to talk about Big Time is Big Ballin'. Yes, I don't care. Yeah, okay. No More Hill. I'm going through, like, I tried to find, like, well, maybe the X Factor remix or something, and nah. All of her, I mean, you could do Lost Ones, but to me, like, my favorite records off of that album are X Factor and Nothing Even Matters. So, and both of those are super R&B, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure this was really big for you. We didn't talk about Sons of Man, right?
Is this the record? That's the album where they sampled Shining Star?
Yep. With Wyclef.
I'm fighting Wyclef.
Oh, wait. Was there anything? Oh, man. Shining Star. Wyclef.
I'm fighting Wyclef.
Oh, you know what? We forgot to talk. I didn't give any credit to Kill a Priest.
Is that One Step?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. One Step was dope.
Hold on. Oh, and Cross My Heart.
Cross My Heart.
Woo!
Is that the record? That's
with Jizz and Inspect the Deck. Oh my goodness.
Is that the one? Which one is the one that's got Takeith on it? Is that One Step or is that Cross My Heart?
I think that's One Step.
Okay.
You should play Cross My Heart though. Cross My Heart's incredible.
Alright, hold up. Heavy Mental. That's such a Wu-Tang. Oh, come on. 1-2-1-2!
This is such a doc beat. Oh, this is so good. 9-8. Give it to him. It's the Byzantine King. Supreme. All nil. Kiss the ring. He's not very good on this, though. Stop grabbing me. Hands But Deck destroys this. Deck destroys that record.
I'm Killer Priest.
Nah, son. Nah.
Your arms too short to box with God.
Nah.
Oh, first wait.
The name Killer Priest is crazy.
Is it Tai Chi? Is that the... Wait, what's the record I'm thinking of? It's got a crazy sample.
Which
is
one? Were you talking about?
I think Tai Chi. Yeah. Tai Chi is incredible.
By Killer Priest?
Yeah. That sample is unbelievable. I must have listened to that 8,000 times.
Hold on,
it's all about the sample. This beat is ridiculous. Fourth Disciple is a bad man.
Such a mansion.
I'm telling you.
Crazy. Yeah, those drums are stupid.
Woo.
Those drums are stupid.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I need to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to find some old beats. Anyway. Well, it's funny
because I went to my, I have my second semester audio production this semester, and I get a nice little discount for Pro Tools, and I think a machine. I can get a machine for like three. Yeah. Not yours, not the Sampletron 9000, of course.
No, but the machine is pretty comparable. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, I think there's 12 or 16 pads. I want to say there's 16 pads on the one that I saw. I was like, ain't you? Anyway.
Armand underscore beats, S not a Z.
Yo. Yo.
It's going to happen. All right. We've been recording for 3 hours.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
I think... So actually, here's one thing. I'm going to ask you one last question and then we'll close. We started this because we were trying to figure out, is 1998 one of the best years in hip hop history or the best year? Do you think it's one of the best?
Yes. No hesitation. Yeah.
In my head, it wasn't as good as I think it really, like, I wonder if maybe 99 is what I'm thinking is like, just not, I don't know. We might have to revisit. I'm sure we will revisit some more, but yeah, I was like, okay, you know, 98 was way better than I remembered.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad we did this. So everybody who's listening, first of all, thank you for continuing to listen this long. But what I really want is I want to know what songs did we miss? What songs did we underrate, overrate?
Yeah.
All of that.
We missed a lot. I'm expecting to get a lot of feedback this week.
Hit us up at CRS Podcast on Twitter. Let us know what you think. And, I don't know when we'll be back next. Might be next week, might be the week after, but we will be back. And until then, just check out clockradiospeakers.com for everything. Armand, you got anything you need to talk about?
Not right now.
Okay,
not right now.
You're good. All right.
Just, well, just, thank, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, and we'll see you later.